I know of several psychologists that a lot of their practice is working with pastors, and pastors are not in any way specially susceptible to this. An awful lot of the discussion about internet addiction is really not about addiction to the internet. It's addiction to a certain type of content that is available on the internet. The only businesses that are making money hand over fist on the internet are the pornography businesses, and that's a huge. Some people have suggested if you actually just looked at bytes of information that gets transferred across the wire, that somewhere 35, 40, 50, even 60% of the actual bytes of information that gets transferred over the internet are actually graphic images of a pornographic nature. And so this is really a huge problem. That is, in fact, infidelity. There is also various types of emotional infidelity where people really deprive their marital relationship of the type of investment of relationship energies, of trust, of friendship, of closeness, of intimacy. And so even if there's nothing sexual, there can be infidelity of an emotional nature. And then there can also be just, and this is related to the pornography comment, there can be all kinds of imagery or fantasy infidelity that is possible. And so as we were trying to think together about a positive definition of what fidelity means, it seems to us that sort of two fundamental things are important as sort of markers for a positive definition of fidelity. And the first is the capacity to be completely honest with your spouse about what you're invested in, about what you're committed to. Can we talk completely with our spouse about the way that we treat everybody else in our life? Can we talk honestly with our spouse about the dimensions of a friendship or relationship? Can we talk honestly with our spouse about where we're investing our energies? And the second dimension of positive fidelity is the question of whether something else, some other relationship, some other activity, actually contributes something positive to our marital relationship, or at least is neutral towards the marital relationship. It doesn't add a negative factor. It doesn't take away. It doesn't bleed the marital relationship. So for instance, an example of a close, intense friendship at work. Is that relationship one with which we can be completely honest with our spouse? And does that friendship, in fact, make our marriage better, or at least not make it worse? And those are sort of two markers of whether we are exhibiting the discipline of fidelity. So true fidelity can be judged by honesty and this judgment of contribution to the marriage. What is fidelity about ultimately? Fidelity is something positive. It's about the reliance of a spouse on the other spouse.